Psalm 99, verses 2 and 3. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. That's right, friend. That same name that is above every name. And that is Jesus. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this 22nd day of November 2015. How you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. So good to fellowship with you. Go ahead, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I was looking at the calendar just the other day, and I realized that Thanksgiving is on Thursday. So we're going to go see and spend some time with family up in Chicago on Thursday. So, hey, let's prepare our hearts today, our hearts and minds towards this Thanksgiving Day season. Here's Don Moen, and thank you, Lord.
The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
You today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Name that is above every name. That's right. That's Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And just want to remind you, coming up next Sunday, that would be, Black Friday weekend, basically. And starting next Sunday, we are going to be playing some God-honoring, Christ-centered Christmas music. That's right. Some great Christmas-themed hymns and Christ-centered Christmas songs that really focus on the Christ of Christmas. So be sure to tune in next Sunday for that. Ezekiel 11:19 says, "Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh." I'm not sure if you heard the story of Marvin Bad News Barnes. He was a two-time college basketball player, was an all-star in the American Basketball Association, and back in 1976, he made it to the NBA, the big time, right there. But unfortunately, he only lasted 4 years because drugs and alcohol ruined his life, ruined his career, landed him in jail, in and out of rehabs, and left him homeless. And I'll tell you what, that's bad news right there. Bad news for sure. But the good news today, that Bad News Barnes, well, he's filled with the good news. See, a spiritual awakening and commitment to Jesus Christ and helping young people has resulted in a new life. His life is, honestly, friend, like the message of the Bible, that the bad news of our failures sets the stage for God's good news in his gospel. The old has passed, friend, and the new has come. So if you're seeking that kind of change in your life today, God's transformative power is available to you right now. He can turn any situation around.
When I'm down and my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. Raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can. when I am on your shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Well, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and by the way, you can always find us on Facebook. Yeah, be sure to like us on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Love to connect with you there. Matthew 13:16, the words of Jesus here. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now, since forever, wives have accused their husbands of selective hearing. Now, I actually found an article. Science may be validating that accusation. How about that? Researchers in Indiana several years ago used MRI scans to prove that men listen primarily with the left side of the brain, while women listen with the left and right. How about that? We got an excuse now, gentlemen. Now, whether men listen selectively or not, we'll leave that to the researchers. I hope it's true, though. But here's something that we know for sure about hearing. The Bible says that we are all spiritually deaf until God does a little bit of surgery on our heart. Mankind hears physically with the ear, but spiritually with the heart. So if you'd like to hear from God, ask Him to operate on your heart today. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the year. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer.
For listening to Sunday Worship today. My name is Joey Kroll. You having yourself a good weekend? I sure hope you are. We're just doing some remodeling in our home this weekend. Just a few weeks ago, we installed some new floors. My body is recovering from that, so we're doing some just little repairs and maintenance in our home this weekend, and lots of good family time. The body hurts, but we had some good family time bonding for sure this weekend. Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there was a 20th century French philosopher and author named Albert Camus. He's widely associated with a worldview of despair. He saw the world as absurd and having no purpose. Its only goal was death. Any attempt to find any purpose beyond biological life is just pointless under his worldview. Now, honestly, friend, it's not hard to see why Camus was associated with despair, isn't it? Really? Because if death is all one has to look forward to in life, well, then despair makes sense. But in the Bible, Praise God. In the Bible, we find words of Jesus that are, not surprisingly, entirely different from Camus. Jesus said that he came to give us life, life abundantly, friend. Those are words of hope and not despair. Live the abundant life today in hope and joy. Give your heart, give your life to Christ Jesus today.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected.
Streams of mercy never cease.
Yes, isn't this a beautiful song? Come Thy Founts of Every Blessing, right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And just as a quick reminder, don't forget, next Sunday on the program, we're going to start playing some of your favorite Christ-centered Christmas music. So that's on the way next Sunday. Also, as we prepare for this, this holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas on the way, the Singing Men will be out and about on Sunday, December the 6th. They'll be at Victory Church in Camargo. Victory Church is located at 103 South 2nd Street in Camargo, Illinois. Going to be a great concert there. For more details on this and other concerts with the Singing Men, just visit greatnewsradio.org and just click on the events tab. Well, I'm looking at the clock over there. It's telling me that our time is kind of winding down, but I do thank you so much just for your fellowship today. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address. Love to hear from you. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.